Now, I'm not going to see you before, Christmas. Who knows about Christmas? Have you heard about it, have you? It's hard to miss it, isn't it? What are you guys going to be doing? You doing anything for Christmas? Not much. Not going to school. Wrapping presents and unwrapping presents. We've got it pretty lucky, you know, in Australia for Christmas. And there are a lot of people who are, I guess, not as lucky as us, who won't get a chance to have any presents. And I guess I want to tell you a little story about something that happened 99 years ago. It's a long time, isn't it? And I guess I think about this story every time I get close to Christmas because it's such an amazing thing. And a lot of you would have heard what happened in 1914. Now, 1914 was a tough year because there was a war going on. War's not good, is it? No, right? There's a lot of wars going on in the world right now. But back in 1914 was the very first World War, the biggest one that there'd ever been. And it was huge. And it was, I guess, taking place, the story I'm telling you, in France. And British troops had come from England and German troops had come from Germany. And they were fighting along something called the Western Front. And it started getting towards Christmas. And, you know, it's kind of strange because Christmas is all about what? Yeah? About being happy, being with your family, being peaceful. And yet they were at war, shooting at each other. That doesn't seem like a very good thing to do at Christmas. And a lot of the world leaders had called for a time of peace over Christmas to celebrate the fact that Jesus had come to save us. And something amazing happened in the middle of this war. Because the soldiers were good soldiers and they did what their commanders told them. But Christmas Eve, all of a sudden, all the guns stopped, all the big artillery cannons stopped and it was quiet. And you had the British over here in their trenches, hiding underneath the trenches. And over here you had the Germans in their trenches and they were hiding as well. And it all got quiet for a minute. And then the British heard something. You know what they heard? They heard singing. The German soldiers were singing Christmas carols. They were singing songs to Jesus. And they were singing it in German. So the British didn't really understand it. So they thought, well, we'll have a sing-along too. And so they started singing Christmas carols. And eventually they were singing the same Christmas carol at the same time. People who just the day before had been shooting each other were all of a sudden singing together. Isn't that amazing? That's incredible. You know what else they did? Some of them were even braver and got up out of the trenches and started walking over. And some of the British people got up and some of the German people got out and they walked together and met in the middle of the battleground and they shook hands and they swapped little gifts on Christmas Day. They even got a soccer ball out and played a game of soccer. Isn't that incredible that they did that on Christmas Day? Because they knew that Christmas represented something special because they were thinking about when Jesus was born to bring peace to our world. And you know, the strange thing is that after Christmas Day, they went back to their trenches and they started shooting at each other again. Isn't that crazy? It is, isn't it? I think it's crazy. Because I think that's amazing and I think it must have been a miracle that for one day, to celebrate Jesus coming, they could be at peace. And that's what Jesus came to do, was to bring peace to this world. So I think about Christmas, and I think about presents as much anymore, I think about having some peace. And that wouldn't that be nice just for one day to be at peace? All right, you can go back to your seats now. Thanks, kids. And look up the story. There's a lot of interesting things happened on that day.